This is the eHealth Radio Network, your source for health advice on demand. And now your host, Eric Michaels.
This is Eric Michaels, and once again, you have tuned into the eHealth Radio Network and the Cancer Prevention and Health News channels. We are also streaming on demand 24/7 on TuneIn Radio and the TuneIn Radio app for your mobile listening convenience. Today, in a series of interviews, we are once again joined by Dr. Milan Riobay, a board-certified medical doctor and specialist in traditional Chinese medicine and integrative medicine. She is the founder and director of the Riobay Institute of Integrative Medicine in Stuart, Florida, a progressive medical practice that fuses traditional Chinese medicine with the cutting-edge technology of integrative medicine. On this episode of eHealth Radio, Dr. Riobay will be covering her path to prevention. Dr. Riobay, always a pleasure to have you with us on eHealth Radio.
I appreciate the opportunity, Eric.
And you're more than welcome. So for starters here today, how does the Riobay method prevent cancer?
Well, the Riobay method emphasizes an energy-based system of medicine called traditional Chinese medicine, which is a well-studied ancient system of medicine that looks at the underlying causes of symptoms and conditions. Even after cancer is diagnosed, we use TCM to find the causes of cancer and treat them. TCM has been well studied and shown to be superior to our conventional cancer therapies, and it can also be used concurrently with our conventional strategies. So using TCM principles, our patients are given customized nutrition and lifestyle recommendations depending on their unique needs. I also use TCM to guide cutting-edge cellular-based testing that was not available to the ancient Chinese. This type of testing allows us to know more about the energy patterns responsible for symptoms and employ targeted strategies that complement our TCM treatment. Treatment strategies vary by patient depending on their needs and test results. We have a wealth of cellular-based testing available to us that's not available to conventional medicine. This helps us restore body function on a cellular level by restoring proper hormone balance, nutrition balance, metabolic balance, and proper detoxification. The specific plans will vary due to our individuality, but each restores that individual's body function.
And can the Riobay method help those who already have cancer?
Yes, we can treat cancer even once it's diagnosed. Conventional medicine blames cancer on genes, but the truth is that the genetic damage we see that spawns that cancer cell is really just the tip of the iceberg. It's the last straw that results from years or decades of metabolic disturbances that manifest as hormone imbalances, toxin buildup, and nutrition deficits. In TCM, we can diagnose the underlying causes of cancer and treat them so that body function improves, which results in improved immunity, gastrointestinal function, and detoxification. And this not only successfully helps to kill cancer cells, but it also treats the underlying causes that help prevent recurrences of cancer, as well as improve quality of life and life expectancy. The patient can choose to use conventional strategies or alternative strategies. For example, intravenous high-dose vitamin C has been definitively proven in studies to kill cancer cells and boost immunity. And the University of Kansas now uses it in its chemotherapy regimen. They were the ones who conducted this very important study. And there have been many other studies on high-dose vitamin C.
Also, Dr. Riobay, can cancer survivors be helped by the Riobay method? I know you've touched on those that already have cancer. How about cancer survivors?
Yes, even after a patient is treated by conventional methods, such as chemotherapy or radiation therapy, and the cancer is eradicated, the underlying root causes are still present. Chemotherapy and radiation only treats the symptom, not the cause. So it's, again, just looking at the tip of the iceberg in killing the actual cancer cells. This is why it leaves the patient open to other cancers down the road. 50% of patients will die of cancer despite conventional therapy. And the other 50% who do survive are at significant increased risk of other cancers and have to endure that same pain and suffering again. This isn't necessary. With TCM, we diagnose as though the cancer is still present because of the very fact that the underlying causes are still brewing under the surface. Once we diagnose these underlying causes, we employ a customized treatment strategy that effectively targets those root causes. So again, this helps restore proper body function by repairing the metabolic disturbances that are present, prevents the recurrences of cancer, and improves quality of life and life expectancy. So this is what we do at the Rio Bay Institute.
Today we are with, once again, Dr. Milan Rio Bay, a board-certified medical doctor and specialist in traditional Chinese medicine and integrative medicine of the Rio Bay Institute of Integrative Medicine in Stuart, Florida, here on eHealth Radio's Cancer Prevention and Health News Channels, a part of the eHealth Radio Network. Dr. Rio Bay, get into some of the details as to why does the Rio Bay method work?
Yeah, the Rio Bay method is effective at preventing and treating chronic conditions because it's based on energy-based principles. So modern science is proving that the body is made of energy and that the physical mass of the body that we see and measure is just a small part of the body. So if we look at new scientific research about the universe, only 4% of the universe can be accounted for by mass. So only 4% of the universe that we, you know, we can actually see and measure. The other 96% is pure energy. And we're still trying to really scratch the surface as to what kind of energy it is and how it functions and it works. It's very mysterious. But it's definitely there. It's been detected by science. It's been shown by science. So only 4% of the universe is actually visible and measurable. And the other 96% is pure energy. So the same thing exists in the body. We're no different. We are part of our environment. So what we see in the environment is happening within us as well. So we know that most of our body is made of space. There's no actual matter in between our cells and things like that. So there's a lot of energy in the body. We see energy released from matter, the most, you know, glaring example being an atomic bomb. We can split an atom and destroy a city with the energy that's stored in it. So energy is a huge part of the human body, and it's not really well understood by conventional medicine, but it's very well understood by Chinese medicine. The body is a connected whole and is part of its environment, and TCM is based on these principles. TCM is also based on the fact that every small part of the body reflects the whole body. We proved this to ourselves recently after mapping out our genes with the Human Genome Project. So for the first time in history that we're aware of, we were able to map out all of the genetic code of the human body. And what we found is that every cell in the body has the code of the entire body in it. So in other words, a cell in your eye has the code of the entire body in it, even though it only performs the functions associated with vision. So TCM is based on this fact and has been practiced for over 3,500 years. Many of these principles are being proven by science today, and that's what makes TCM so powerful. The information we're gleaning from our modern scientific studies is in ancient Chinese textbooks that have been around for thousands of years. A great example of this is the new information that we're getting about the gut microbiome. The microbiome are the friendly bugs that live on our mucosal surfaces and inside of our gastrointestinal tracts. There's about 100 trillion bacteria that live in and on the human body that are actually part of the human body. And there are actually more of them than us. So we have more bugs in our bodies than we have cells. And we've proven that these bacteria are essential to life. We cannot live without them. Although the Chinese didn't know about bacteria per se, they still knew the functions of these bacteria and clearly described these functions thousands of years ago, just as they're now being proven in studies. The system described as spleen in Chinese medicine is most closely associated with what we would describe as the gastrointestinal tract. And there's an ancient saying in TCM that spleen is king. In other words, the spleen is critical to life. In modern medicine, we've just scratched the surface to understand the role of the gastrointestinal tract and those friendly bugs that the Chinese understood over 3,000 years ago. We can blend TCM with cutting-edge technology not available thousands of years ago. This is available with functional medicine in the form of cellular-based testing. So TCM actually better describes the body's physiology and function than our conventional medical system. When we look inside the body's cells, we can also better describe the body's physiology and function. So the Rio Bay method successfully uses both of these systems in a very unique and effective way.
Also, what is the role of traditional Chinese medicine, or TCM, in the Rio Bay method?
TCM steers the ship at all times in the Rio Bay method. It's the hub of all of our treatment plans. TCM determines the root causes and symptoms and conditions without any testing. There are patterns of disharmony, as they're called, or energy imbalances that are formed by our symptoms. These patterns are determined by a specialized examination that requires no testing. There are specific lifestyle and nutrition prescriptions for each pattern of disharmony. These prescriptions help restore the balance of what are called yin and yang energies, as they're described in TCM. So yin and yang are universal principles that exist throughout the universe. Yin and yang creates night and day cycles. Yin and yang keep the earth revolving around the sun without going too far or too close to the sun. So yin and yang are balancing energies, you know, that we see exercised throughout the universe. So when we look at the earth revolving around the sun, and, you know, we marvel at how the earth can just go around and around the sun, and we have perfect weather, and we have day and night, and everything is just, you know, very, very balanced. This is yin and yang working for us. So the same happens in the body, and TCM understands and employs these principles. TCM sets the path to prevention and treatment of chronic conditions and is the heart and soul of the Ryobe method.
Dr. Ryobe, if you would, as always, let our listeners know where they can get more information about you, your practice, and how they could be in touch as well.
Yeah, just a quick aside. In 2014, the American Board of Medical Specialties formally accepted the field of integrative medicine as a medical specialty here in the United States. So this legitimized what was once considered a fringe system of medicine, setting the path to prevention. So to learn more, I invite you to visit MilenRyobeMD.com, where you can pre-order The Tao of Integrative Medicine, which is my upcoming book, and schedule your annual integrative checkup.
As always, Dr. Ryobe, thanks for your time and for spending it with us here today on eHealth Radio, and look forward to our next conversation.
Thanks so much, Eric. It's a pleasure to be here.
Once again, we've been speaking with Dr. Milan Ryobe, a board-certified medical doctor and specialist in traditional Chinese medicine and integrative medicine. She is also the founder and director of the Ryobe Institute of Integrative Medicine in Stuart, Florida, a progressive medical practice that fuses traditional Chinese medicine with the cutting-edge technology of integrative medicine. And for more information and to learn more, visit MilanRyobeMD.com. And this has been Eric Michaels, and you've been listening to eHealth Radio and the Cancer Prevention and Health News channels, a part of the eHealth Radio Network. And we do thank you for listening. And until next time, enjoy.
Thanks for tuning in to the eHealth Radio Network. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit eHealthRadioNetwork.com.